Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
For business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
I got to know you. a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worried about the way things might have been. We still keep on turning, primary keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Seemed a lot of pledge in Memphis, punched a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city till I used to ride on a riverboat queen. It will keep on turning, proud Mary, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Thank you. to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You just heard Orville Byrd. He was singing his song about respecting the earth. And then, of course, Reverend Bee's commercial about her lovely crystal healing book, which you can find over at ggmradio.com. She's got a lot of neat stuff over at GGM Radio to check out, and she's our producer. Then you heard Bethany Caudill singing her original song, No Shoes Blues, and a cover she did recently in the studio called Proud Mary. We are going to be doing some traveling in January. We're going to be going to Kansas City for a competition. Then we're going to be doing Battle of the Bands in St. Louis, Missouri, where Bethany's going to try out and actually see, you know, how she goes against a couple of bands in St. Louis. So that's a competition. And then we're going to be heading to Florida around March. We're going to be there the 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st, and 1st of March doing a showcase in Tampa, Florida. So we're going to be flying, which is going to be really exciting. So if you want any of her CDs, you can just send me a message over at Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, or starwaya@hotmail.com. That's also how you can reach me for readings as well. So also, we have a really special guest today from Florida. Speaking of Florida, she is Morgana Starr, and she has been following a healing path for most of her life. As a child of missionary parents in Africa, she was raised in the minister's home for her formative years of Africa, which were rich and varied, and when they returned to America, she went from living at a church camp to Bible college to marriage and children. Not satisfied with the confines in the 1990s, Morgana began a search for deeper spirituality in order to enhance her relationship with the divine. Morgana then received her Reiki training, which reawakened her psychic gifts from childhood, and at that point, people whom had passed on began talking to her, and she began receiving psychic messages, so prophetic messages, which is amazing. She remembers the words of Jesus, "These things I do, you too will do more." Therefore, she dedicated her gifts to the divine, and she kept herself surrounded by divine white light, so she let go of control and allowed the divine to come through, and she's continued taking more intense spiritual training, different modalities in Colorado, New Mexico, Ohio, Indiana, and even California. So it gives her a diverse background, and she uses her gifts to connect to totem animals, guardian angels. Many assist her. Her own power energy does also and helps her with health and happiness. And she also works with an angel called Aniel, and Aniel has been working with Morgana all of her life through subtle unconscious energy. Since April of 2008, she was living in Indiana, and Aniel manifested clearly and assisted her to walk away from her last disempowering relationship. So now she's working with things and such as psychic development classes. She's in Cocoa Beach now, looks like Florida. And she's also worked with people at southeast of Casadega. And she also offers personalized classes, sessions and readings via Skype and phone. And she's internationally known for her work directly with Archangel Aniel and her books. And she really helps people. She is also a go-to psychic for celebrity Lacey Wilde, reality TV star and actor, who has been featured on MTV, Inside Edition, Lifetime, Style Network, TLC, 2020, and more. So Morgana also has books out like Angel Whispers, A Journey into the World of the Earth's Oldest Guardians book. Her writing credits also include publication in branches like Horizon Magazine. So Morgana also has meditation CDs and MP3s and book readings and more, and she teaches psychic development classes in Cocoa Beach, Florida, and also southeast of Casadega, which is really cool. You can check her out at Morgana Starr, MorganaStarr www.AfricaWhichWereRichAndBuried.com. She's pretty cool. Anyway, with all of that, I'm going to bring her live now and let her talk more. If you want to call in and ask us a question, second half, excuse me, you can at 347-237-5339. I'm going to bring Morgana live now. Welcome to the show, Morgana. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the introduction.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. I think it would have been simpler to just say, Morgana does angel stuff and things.
Yeah. Well, you know, you do so much. You do so much. And I know some listeners haven't gotten to hear you in a while, so they want to hear what all you do and what you're about. And I know they can check you out online as well.
Yeah, and I'm still trying to get my website updated and some other things updated. I do have another book out, Angel's Legacy, and that's a really fun book. It's about angels being shapeshifters. It's in a fantasy form, and so there's a moral woven through the story, but we don't tell the kids that because young people enjoy reading that book as well as all the way to 90-year-olds. But it is a kind of a history of how the angels in the early years of being here. And we've got the sequel to that coming out within the next year, as well as a sequel to Angel Whispers coming out. So we've been
busy.
That's
wonderful. You have been busy.
Yeah. And I'm also now the angel communicator that is trademarked. So since that all my work centers around the angels, I have that trademark, so officially people cannot call themselves angel communicators, even though they do communicate with the angels, but I'm just letting people know that the way that I work is a little different than some that just work with one angel. Mine is very diverse. I work with a lot of different angels. It's so much fun because I can channel another people's angels. And I do these readings, and I do them, like you said, a lot of them online or Skype, and I'll record them for the people. And all of a sudden, their angel will come in, and then I'm able to just give them the message straight from their angel and then give them their angel's name and then tell them after that how they can continue that open communication with their personal angel. So that is really a fun thing for me. I learn a lot about angels when I do that because every angel has a little bit of a different perspective of looking at the world and looking at humans and the creative ability that has been given to all of us.
That's wonderful. And I know each one communicates differently and there's so many things to be said and so many things going on between each one, and I know what comes through for whomever, you know, that's what they're supposed to know right then and there. It's quite amazing.
It's interesting because some of the angels come across very harsh, and when I listen back to recordings, because I forget what it is because it's not my message, it'll be like very deep voice or slow, and then sometimes it's a very soft and gentle, and tears will run down my face. Most of the time when I channel Enel, the archangel that specifically brings in this information for me, tears are running down my face. I'm not exactly sure why. Well, yeah, she told me why. It's just it's the physical body reacting to the energy of one of the highest arcs energy flowing through you.
Right.
That's an amazing message. I get answers that I didn't know. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that's what that was. Thanks, Anel. Because I don't think about asking the question. So that's what, if anyone listening, if you have questions about angels and how they work or world things in general, besides just personal questions, this is a good time because Anel will come in or she'll send another angel because that's the way she works. She'll bring whatever angel. You don't need an angel dictionary. You just say, okay, Anel, I'm having trouble paying my rent. How do I manage? She'll send the angels that will help you with that.
That's
court cases,
wonderful.
Whatever. Yeah. I like the keep it simple, sweetie, the KISS philosophy.
Oh,
that's
yes.
the way Mal said she works. Let's not complicate things. People are into rituals. And that's mm-hmm. what I've seen a lot. They want some huge ritual to connect with their angel or do things, and then it gets complicated, and then they're not able to keep doing it. So
yeah.
It's very, very simple to connect with your angels. And one thing I do offer, if you go to my website, morganastar.com, you can register to, I believe we have that on there, to sign up for the newsletter. And when I put you on the newsletter, then I'll send you a free angel booklet that will give you some information about angels that you probably didn't know, and will also give you three simple ways to connect with your personal angel.
That's great. I love how it's just so simple to connect instead of making it a big deal. I know there are some out there that do that, but I agree with you. It can get so complicated and they can get so caught up in what they're doing. And you just
right.
think, wow, can't you just make it a little easier?
Right. And they do. And here's the thing, Amanda, that I'm sure you've seen too, is we're in a new millennia. The energies coming in are new and fresh. And for the last few years, Anel has been telling me to share with other people, quit reading books that were written 10, 15 years ago and thinking that they're the right and cutting edge, because they're not. That's why she
mm-hmm.
came up with the modality and gave it, again, on my website, morganastar.com, go to free, and I have two things, a PDF to clear your energies in three breaths. You can line all your chakras up. No reason to go and spend hundreds of dollars to get your chakras lined up when you can do these three breaths with Mel's energy. And then also the video that shows how to protect yourself, because I'm sure you've faced this too, especially with the turmoil in the world right now. Oh, empaths are having a hard time. And the old modalities
yes,
help people to ground your roots to Mother Earth. Well, now,
mm-hmm.
just think about that for a minute. What kind of pain is Mother Earth in right now?
She's in
What's
a lot of pain with what we're going
yep.
through, so that's going to make us have pain.
Exactly. And then the other thing that we do is we try to shine light. We're light workers. So
mm-hmm.
we try to go in the dark, shining our light. And what's attracted to light?
Darkness. Is always attracted to light mm-hmm. or things that can, you know, stop us or bring
right.
us down.
And that's the thing. And now it's like, you don't need to mess with that. Let me cloak you. So she slides
yeah.
us under the radar. And that's what this modality does. And what it does is it sets up the energies so that every breath you breathe will clear and cleanse your field, your energies, and cleanse and heal and send love into Mother Earth. Now, what could be any better than that?
That's a lot better than having to, you know, ground and go into
mm-hmm.
energy that doesn't really feel good, because, you know, you just really
right.
don't want to go there with energy.
Right. And this time of year, there's a lot of sadness in the world. And we
mm-hmm.
tend to pick it up. So when it hits the side of our pyramid of light, the angelic pyramid of light, it'll be transmuted into love, prosperity, and great health for us. That's what this
right.
modality did. Plus, she also cloaks us so that we're not feeling like we're running into brick walls. And, you know, I'm trying to do everything right, but I keep having all these bad things happen. Why? Well, you're not protected.
Yeah.
You know, and this happens to energy workers. This happens to psychics. They or even budding psychics. That's what the first thing I teach is how to protect yourself. Don't you jump into this until you know how to transmute energies. And the angels will do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool
yeah.
how they work with that.
And you're right. There is a lot of pain out there, you know, even
yeah.
right now. So it's very difficult
yeah,
when that's out
collective-
there.
It's a collective consciousness. And
right.
people that are aware need to pay attention, especially to holidays, because there is that collective consciousness. Plus, there's also that fear that has been placed because of some of the terrorism in the world. And we have to transmute it. We can't hide our head in a hole. We can't not watch the news because it upsets us. We need to be the warriors of light. And, you know, the angel warriors. So we bring the divine energy into us and we push it out through our heart. So we're getting washed with divinity and into even the TV screen, into the computer screen. We are transmuting energies when we do that. And that's what we're supposed to do as angel warriors.
Yeah, it's so, just like when you see something when you're out somewhere, like maybe somebody was in a bad accident and you go by that, you know, you're supposed to automatically, you know, send that. I always do, and I always have. I mean, even if I'm like, whoa, that's really bad. But, see, I mean, of course you're going to feel how bad it is, especially if you are an empath. You'll know how bad of a hit they had, but it's still important to just kind of go, okay, let's send them, you know, good stuff so that they can transmute all of that.
And here's something else that the angel showed me. She said, for empaths and healers, start changing what you ask to feel. So in other words, when you feel that negative energy, ask them, I don't want to feel it, I want to sense it. So instead of feeling somebody's broken arm, you will sense they have a broken arm, but you won't feel it within your energy field, so you don't have that pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very important, too. The other thing she's done is, Anel has been showing me how powerful her symbol is. And I have that symbol on my website, and I do have that particular rendition trademarked. But anybody can draw it on themselves or draw it however they want. But it's a circle with the four directions and then the four elements. So there's 8-pointed star in the middle, and the very center is you, and then the wings around it and almost a heart shape. I've used that, Amanda, not too long ago. I did this on a client, and she said I could share this information. I just knew she didn't feel good, so I cleared her energy, put that symbol on her. Immediately she felt better, started sleeping all night, went to the doctor 2 days later, and the doctor said, I don't know what to do. I can't operate. You had a tumor, and it's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's amazing, because she didn't tell me that the doctor had said she had a tumor and had to have an operation. So the healing power with using that symbol is incredible, and that's, I attune all my students to this energy so that they can use it, and it bumps their any healing energy they have, whether they're a Reiki master or whatever. It just takes it to, I call them my Reiki masters on crack after they've had this energy in them. So, and I do now offer, and now showed me how to do angelic attunements. So, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is just very important to, you know, be attuned to that, because you can do amazing things and help other people, you know, and sending that intention out there is really what healers are, you know, sent here to do.
Right. And what happens so many times with healers, and because I've been doing this over 20 years, I fell into this myself, is we don't do for ourselves. We're always, we're in a sacrifice. Well, sacrifice days are over. That's old modalities. That's old millennia thinking. This is the time to honor ourselves. And again, that pyramid of protection, that's what it does. That angelic energy will flow through you, not from you. So you'll never be depleted.
Yeah.
And then learning how to take care of your physical temple is very, very important. And I'm blessed to have a sister teacher that is helping me with that. And we're going to be working together even more here in the future on educating people about how to bring that balance and then just take it all to another level. So it's kind of exciting work. We also just got our pendant. We have a pendant now with an L symbol, and it's gorgeous. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook. Yeah,
I'll have to look at it.
It's an inch and a half. It looks exactly like the symbol on my website, and it's incredible. I handed it to someone in my class yesterday so she could see it. She wouldn't let go of it. She goes, oh, I all of a sudden feel so much better. I'm not letting go of this. She just took her necklace off and added it to her necklace.
Oh, wow.
And it's got, a little red crystal in the middle, which brings in a beautiful energy as well, because that blends in the energy of Azrael, who works very closely with Anel. And so it's an incredible energy piece, very attuned to the angelic realm. And we're offering it through the end of this week on my website for only $33 plus shipping. After that, we have to raise the price to $45, but it's worth a lot when it changes
That's
your
great.
Life.
That's great. Well, it's a lot of, you put a lot into it, so it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, the angel did. I didn't put a lot into it. The angel did. And because she designed it. She had me design it in a specific way, and the artist that worked with me, she attuned and had her draw it, and she drew it the second time that I showed her what I wanted done, and it was beautiful, and we have that now in our brand as well. So it just sends out healing.
That's
what
great.
The world is right now, is healing. Yeah,
that's exactly what we need. I think that's wonderful that you're offering that, and I love the story that you are sharing about how that's really made a difference for people, you know, the pendant and the symbol and the healing and all the good work that you're doing. You know, we need that right now in the world that has this frequency. You know, we're here to change it. You know, you are, I am, and many others out there.
Well, and this is why the other new thing that we've got going, and you'll get some information on it by the end of this week, because we're going to do an Indiegogo campaign, and we're going to have gifts that have beautiful symbols on there with that symbol as well that says Angel Warrior and as gifts. But it is to raise some money for our angelic center. So we are creating our angelic school in a location, physical location, and we will be offering teleclasses starting February, hour and a half classes thereabouts for the angelic arts certification. So when you're certified in the angelic arts, which that one's registered and trademarked too, you will be able to do healing, readings, and all of these things combined. And it will be like a school. So after 3 months, you'll have to test to be able to go to the next level. There'll be assignments. And so it'll be people that are really serious, whether they end up using it for themselves, for, you know, to work, or just to increase their psychic ability. Well, also, like, if people that are advanced want to come in, they can test in and skip the beginner level.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that in place. So it'll be like an every 2 week conference. And then if you miss the time, you can still have the recording. So that's kind of exciting, because with our angel school, we will be employing readers as well. So
that's great. That might be something I'll have to talk with you about too, because I love the work that you do, and I'm interested in working with you also. And I'm sure
That'd be awesome.
People out there, you know, out here that are listening would also like to, you know, take an advantage of working with you as well. But I just love what you do. I always have, from the first time we met.
Yeah. Well, you understand about the angels, that's why, and you've got a high vibration. And the thing is that the more that we work with it, the stronger it gets, and one person can't reach everybody. That's why I know, you know, it's it's about the work of the angels, and I want a lot of people on this team, the angel team. So more information, like I said, when we do our Indiegogo, it'll be all over Facebook and stuff. So more information will be coming out about what we're doing.
That's great. I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool. Well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and then we can come back and take some callers. Would you like that?
That'll work.
All right. Well, I'll see you in just a minute. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Morgana Starr. You can check her out at morganastarr.com. And again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. We're going to take a quick commercial break and then come back and take some callers. And we will be right back.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's...
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest today is Morgana Starr from Florida. She's doing classes in Cocoa Beach, and she's going to have an angel school set up really soon. I'm really excited about the angel work she's doing and the angel pendants that she has to offer on her website. We're going to take some awesome calls now. So if you want to call in for a reading, it's 347-237-5339. And you can also check out Morgana's website at morganastarr.com. And you can also email me for readings at starwaya@hotmail.com or Amanda Dowell with one L. That's also how you can get a hold of Bethany Caudell's music, the lovely singer that you heard earlier. Anyway, I'm going to bring Morgana back, and we're going to take some callers. Welcome back, Morgana.
Thank you.
So all right, our first caller here. Yeah, we have two. Okay. Our first caller here is Greg Mason 3. You're on the line with Amanda and Morgana. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good.
How can I help you today, Greg?
Oh, actually, you helped me a lot so far. A lot of the things you were talking about is what I was going through. Well, a lot, but usually this summer through October. It seemed like even though I was doing some fasting and my own work, I just kept getting pulled into local consciousness over and over again,
mm-hmm.
feeling everything that everybody was going on. And since then, probably since, probably mid-October, I gradually got together and sought out some groups that did some clearings and stuff through conference calls on a regular basis. and those types of meetings. And gradually, it's been getting to the point where I'm getting cleared from all those cords and things like that. But one thing I'd like to say is when people who are empathic get caught up in situations where it seems like there's a lot of people who are, they seem bound together spiritually or ethically. And it's like when that happens, how you were saying about sensing somebody had a problem but not taking it into your energy field.
Right.
It seems like there's a lot of people that are passing the burden around and they can't help it. You know, like, here, you hold this for a while and I'll hold it tomorrow. But whenever I started to work with people that were, you know, able to pray that off and also working with the angels, the energy became more stable and there was actually, you're actually empowered to transmute rather than bear it. And,
yeah, and what happens, Greg, your angel wants to talk.
Okay.
You have the angel Ramiel around you. And he is very proud of the work that you've done. He says that you, he's been the one that's working at transmuting. And he also wants you to know he's not your guardian angel. You do have a guardian angel that's hanging out. I don't know who that is, but because Ramiel is an arc. And he wants you to understand that what people are doing is they're reliving drama. They're used to drama. And so you're breaking that and cutting ties from family friends that aren't really family friends. And this you know, but he wanted to come in and just tell you that you're doing the right thing, and he wanted to identify himself that he's there. He says he's here for a time. I'm not sure how long. He keeps saying 6 months, but he will stay after the 6 months if you embrace the work that you are to do.
Oh,
Does that make sense?
Awesome. I mean, it hasn't really, since I've gotten contact with the right movements, progress had been coming in a lot quicker, whereas before I'd have these major valleys. So I think that December is going to be a major reset month.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that about December, because this is what a lot of people need to understand, is that December for many people is an ending because it's the end of the year. For some that have birthdays in December, my birthday is the last day of the year. So that it's literally a twofold ending of old ways of doing and thinking. And he just says to continue to do a clearing. He's talking about you need to drink a little more water.
Okay.
Drinking pure water is very important. Distilled water is best. It doesn't take minerals from the body like some people think. And your cells can actually, it's like they're like, yummy, this is good, I can hold this. You can also drink filtered water, but spring water is not really good for you. And that goes for everyone. But Ramiel just wants to work with you specifically. And he says that if you will start talking to him and writing down in your meditation, you're going to get the pure words. Now, don't go listening to somebody else who says that they channel him, because he wants you to do that. It'll be specific to you. Angels work in fragments. So the fragment of Ramiel that's working with you, and he's very powerful and he is a healer, is going to be amazing how your life is going to change in the next 6 months. So just a confirmation, you're on the right path. You're just supposed to step it up a notch, and this may help you with that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you spell that for me?
I can spell it is Ramiel, however you would phonetically put E-L.
Okay.
Ramiel.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That was very
helpful. You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Greg.
Okay. And blessings.
Blessings. We had a person in the chat room here called Fountainhead who said to tell you happy birthday to you.
Aw, thank you.
So I wanted to acknowledge that, too. Okay, our next caller is 417-543. You're on the line with Amanda and Morgana. How are you?
I'm really well.
Good. How can we help you today?
I got a couple of questions. Just wondering about my finances and career. And I have a daughter who is pregnant. And I'm kind of wondering if her baby's going to be okay and going to be a boy or a girl.
Well, that's a lot of questions, honey.
I know. I had so many I couldn't pick.
That's okay. Do you mind giving your first name?
Yes. Bethany is my name.
Bethany? Okay.
Bethany with a B.
Bethany. So I thought immediately your daughter's going to be fine. It's going to have a healthy baby. It feels more like it's going to be a boy. It's going to have a lot of male energy anyway. The boy is what's coming through. And I get a lot of joy with this child. A very different little guy. What was your other question?
My career and finances, how it's going to be this coming year. You know,
they said that there's like a block with you on the finances, that with the career, because it's all tied in, of course. But they said that you're only thinking one way with career, and there's a bigger way. When you expand your thinking a bit on what you might be doing, it's going to be that's when you're going to see finances change. And they're talking April next year for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see a shift, a really big shift. And I'm not seeing that, you know, you're going to have millions of dollars, but I do see that what's going to happen is you're going to be breath of relief, everything's fine, it's flowing, and I see your job being something that you enjoy a little bit more. It's like something needs to shift with your job. And it's like when you go after something that you really love, the money's going to follow.
Oh,
and they're saying
okay.
that for you specifically.
So there'll be a move possibly too?
A move? I don't know. They didn't say that about a move. It'll be a change with a job.
Change with the job. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds awesome.
Yep. Sounds like a good
plan.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you for calling, honey.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. We have another caller. Do you want to take them really quick, Morgana?
Sure.
All right. We have area code 818. You're on the line with Amanda and Morgana. How are you?
Hi.
How can we help you? Oh, their call dropped. You still with us, Morgana?
Oh. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, they actually dropped. That was all of our callers. I really appreciate you tuning in and working with me and all of that. Is there any other announcements you would like to share or anything else? We have about 9 minutes.
Okay. Well, it's more that because I think everybody has the information. Go to my website. You can get a hold of me for readings. And I usually book a month or two in advance, but sometimes I have some availability that I can fit people in. I have some great students I can refer out. Of course, Amanda does great readings as well. But,
you do also, Morgana.
Reason,
I really love what you do.
Oh, thank you. I'm just, Annelle wants to just say that she wants me to share how people need to quit worrying and this heaviness around them. Start giving it to the angels. And if you will start by just simply doing the pyramid of protection, that angelic pyramid that's on my website under free, do that 3 times a day in 3 breaths. Now, you don't have to listen to the video, but after you listen to it once, you're attuned to that. And all you have to do is just do a breath in and a breath out, and it's going to click in place.
That's
and then
great.
You will continue to reinforce that. Put that over other people you love. Put it over your house. Put it over your room. Put it over your workplace. And you're going to start seeing energy shift around you in a much better way. The other thing, I want to share another website, and it is called Weight Loss Solutions. So it's like three different words, but it's all together. weightlosssolutions.io. This is a program that the authors are going to be working with me, and I've been following this protocol for the last probably 3 months, and especially seriously on, because I wanted to lose a few pounds in the last 3 weeks. And not only am I getting my weight down, what's more important is my energy's going up. I'm balanced. I'm focused. You know, I'm not going to tell my age. I started to tell my age.
You look great, Morgana. I wouldn't know. I see you young, so, you know, it doesn't matter.
Let me say this. I have a 15-year-old grandson that's coming to visit for the holidays. So I'm excited because I have the energy I'll be able to keep up with him. And I wasn't able to have that kind of energy when my kids were little. So with this, it shifts your energy to a different vibration. So I really recommend anybody that wants to detox, get your health in line, even if you don't need to lose weight, get that book. Go to that website. You can get it on Kindle. You can get it plain. And don't start the program until you get a free consultation. And that all that information is on the website. So this is divinely given. This is not just something that I found. And now, and I could give you the whole story, but it'd take too long, guided me to the author, one of the authors of the book, in a very miraculous way. And it's been life-changing for me and for many other people. And as light workers, as you well know, Amanda, we have to take care of ourselves, and we have to continue to learn. We have to continue to listen and to clear our energy field. And this modality is much more than what people realize, and that with the angels as well, because it is guided by the angels, is incredible. So don't shortchange yourself this holiday. Don't think that you're going to treat yourself to eating things that aren't going to be good for you. And for each person, it's different. Everybody is different. But here's a hint. If you want to eat a piece of pie over the holidays, draw a nail symbol over the top of it in the air and hold your hand there for a second. She'll change the vibration for you and make it
That's
so
wonderful.
It's better for you. Yeah. Like I said, that symbol's incredible. The thing that I've heard come back, and we don't have enough time to go through all that. But please come visit
my website.
Well, I
love it. I'll have to have you back again so you can talk about all the different things with our symbol that, you know, really benefit and bring light to everything, because it just sounds so fascinating and amazing.
It really is. So check it out if you want to get a nice gift for Christmas, or you want to get one for yourself. It's there on the website. And then also, you know, just take care of yourself over the holidays. Enjoy. Be de-stressed. This is a fun time.
It really is. Thank you so much for coming on my show today, Morgana. I appreciate it.
Oh. Well, thank you for having me, Amanda. I look forward to doing it again soon. And we'll be in touch. Check out my Facebook page. I have a professional Facebook page, and that keeps everyone updated. Morgana Starr, the
awesome
Angel Communicator. Okay?
You got it. Okay, thank you for coming
right
on. Everybody, you have a great
thank
day.
You.
You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Morgana Starr. Check out her website, morganastarr.com. You can email me for a reading at starrway@hotmail.com. Or you can find me, Amanda Dowell, with one L. Also, my friend Morgana Starr is over on Facebook. You can check her out as well. She's an amazing reader. And everybody have a great week. We'll see you next Monday. Thanks for tuning in.
One for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready, now go, cat, go. But don't you step on my blue-gray shoes. you can do anything to stay off my face. You can knock me down, step on my face, turn to my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do. Honey, lay off of those shoes, I don't shoot. Step on my blue face. But you can do anything to stay off my face. Let's go, Cat. You can burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off the dust, my dope shoes, step on my blue gray shoes. You can do anything, but lay off my blue gray shoes. I rock it. One for the money, two for the show. Here to get ready now, go, go, go. Now don't you step on my blue gray shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off my blue gray shoes. Well, it's a blue, blue, blue gray shoes, honey. Blue, blue, blue gray shoes, baby. Here's a train a-comin', it's rollin' around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear the whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Oh, play that guitar. I bet there's rich folks eating from the fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep them moving, and that's what tortures me. They freed me from this prison if the railroad train was mine. Bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let the lonesome whistle blow my blues away.